growing dark. My jutting ribs scrape against the dusty ground. Awake again. The morning is bright and fills me with promise. I stretch my strong and supple limbs, look around the apartment that greets me every new day. For a moment, I enjoy the thick, deep silence. The noises haven't started yet, but I know they will soon. If there's a sound, then there must be a cause. I don't know if it comes from me. I remember the other apartments in the building from previous days. There's nothing in them but junk. Maybe there are others like me, but I've never seen them. On the days when I wait, they burden me with an empty sorrow, and I don't stay in them long. The horizon is the same everywhere I look. I remember where I went yesterday. I lined myself up in exactly the same direction. Then I make a quarter turn and start to walk again. As I walk, the sun travels across the sky, and I grow thin and tired. My skin is gray, my legs have lost their vigor. It's better when this happens in the open air, and not in the stifling, musty apartment, but not by much. Take a deep breath while I still can, and quicken my pace. The muffled moaning, like a whale song, is stronger now. As always, I see nothing that could produce it. The sun sinks even further, and I take my first look back. The building has already vanished in the distance. In front of me, there's nothing. My skin sags, dark spots beginning to appear on it, and the bones of my wrists rubbing against the rough fabric of my shirt. Why is there nothing? If there is nothing, where did I come from? Each day is endless, in the same way as the desert that I walk through now. The ending is always invisible until it is met. My walk is not finished. And anything may happen. This means it is unlimited. When it is finished, then it will have a limit.